B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The Polk County Sheriff's Office is trying to identify a man who was caught on surveillance video attacking another customer at a liquor store. And according to deputies, the attack stemmed from the suspect getting upset that the victim didn't say thank you or didn't thank him for holding the door open.
I can see that.
I saw the video footage, though.
Drives me crazy, but I don't know if I'd throttle someone for not doing that.
But
that,
at this time, with the social distancing, like the holding the door, you're getting closer to people.
The victim, who is seen in the video wearing a tan-colored hat, told deputies he walked into the liquor store while the suspect held the door open. The suspect then reportedly asked, "You don't say thank you to people who hold the door open for you?"
"You don't say thank you?"
The victim said he responded by saying, "Thank you." But apparently, that wasn't enough. The sheriff said, because our now suspect, who was originally a gentleman, started jawing back and forth. That's a Southern vernacular for talking back to each other, he said. The two men are seen in the video walking to different parts of the liquor store after the initial confrontation. Deputies say that the victim claims the suspect then continued to express his anger from the other aisle. The suspect told him, "I'll kick your butt." No, "I'll kick your ass" is what he said. "I'll kick your ass if you say another word." And the victim supposedly replied by saying, "Another word." And that's when deputies say the suspect quickly approached the victim and started attacking.
And then said another word.
Now, the sheriff said the previous Southern gentleman who held the door open, who is now the suspect, promptly was good for his word because he walked up around the aisle and started beating him up. The surveillance video shows the suspect repeatedly hit the victim, knocking the man's hat off. A third man who was in the store with the suspect was eventually able to pull the suspect away from the victim.
"My hat!"
The video shows the victim and the suspect giving each other the middle finger as the suspect leaves the store. Now, the sheriff, he said, "Come on, ma'am, what are you thinking? Were your three brain cells in overload? Why don't you just let it go? Get your bottle of liquor, go back to the house, have you a drink." But no, they had to have a kerfuffle right there in the middle of the store.
And you know, a Southern kerfuffle is unlike any other kerfuffle.
Anyone who recognizes suspect is asked to call the sheriff's office.
Yeah, it got away from him.
Settle down, folks. An employee at a New Zealand Subway restaurant has reportedly been suspended after allegedly sexually harassing a woman online after she had shared her personal information as part of a coronavirus contact tracing effort. A woman identified only as Jess said that she was creeped out when she was repeatedly contacted by a male worker after she had shared her details at a location in the sandwich chain for contact tracing purposes.
"How do you like your foot long?"
She said, "I felt pretty gross. He made me feel really uncomfortable. He's contacting me. I didn't ask him to do that. I don't want that. I had to put my details on their contact tracing form, which I didn't think anything of. It asked me for my name, address, email address, and phone number, so I put all those details down." The unnamed employee is said to have contacted the woman by sending texts and social media requests on platforms, including Facebook and Instagram, after she left the restaurant.
It's not a dating app.
Yeah, Jess said the incident made her thankful she does not live alone and hoped that changes would be made so others were not harassed after sharing these details.
She lives with the guy who opened up the door at the liquor store.
The restaurant franchise immediately suspended their employee pending the outcome of their investigation. A Michigan man is facing charges after officials say he tweeted a bomb threat to Federal Bureau of Investigation's official Twitter profile. The tweet was sent out on May 11th from a user account JT616K. The user threatened to detonate, quote, 10 bombs and said the FBI had until 8 o'clock to find him.
"Don't do 10 bombs, do 9. 10 sounds desperate."
Investigators traced the user's cell phone to 20-year-old Joseph Todd Kowalczyk in the Parkway Village Mobile Home Park. Mm-hmm. The following day, agents contacted him. He repeatedly told agents that he was just testing the government, and he was upset with the FBI's response time.
So he was kind of putting them through their paces, keeping them on their toes, right?
The FBI agent wrote, "Furthermore, he claimed that he did not intend to carry out any acts of violence against anyone and did not own any weapons or explosive devices."
"You should thank me."
He stated that he would not post anything further, but he continued tweeting about the taunting and continued to taunt the FBI throughout the day before he was eventually arrested. He was charged with transmitting a threat to injure. A man was arrested after a bizarre home invasion. Police say 28-year-old James Nunley II is suspected of sneaking into a family's home and bathing himself before being discovered and later arrested.
There's nothing wrong with being clean.
They were home, though.
Oh.
Well, that's probably the wrong part.
Sheriff's office says the incident took place early Wednesday morning. At the time, the victims, a family, were putting their child to sleep.
Oh, my God, this is so relaxing.
And that's when deputies believe Nunley entered the home through an unlocked door.
Excuse me, ma'am, do you have any votive candles?
Nunley then hid in the home for some time, and according to deputies, he used the family's bathroom to bathe himself. Mm-hmm.
I would have to imagine, I think we talked about that, that the amount of home invasions would have to be dropping substantially because so many people are home.
Yeah. Later, but some people don't care if you're home.
Yeah, they just have like to. I gotta take a bath, man. Sorry, babe.
Later, as he left the bathroom, he took a freaking bath. He was
covered in mud, huh?
I got confetti over my ass.
He was caught by one of the victims and ran out of the house. But a short time later, he was caught by deputies and arrested for burglary. So they got him.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A Florida woman beat her husband with a bouquet of Mother's Day flowers during a confrontation.
Oh, that's beautiful.
In the couple's home, isn't it, though?
Do you have any flowers that are heavy and pointy?
Investigators say that Sandra K. Webb and her spouse were in their Tampa area residence when matters turned physical. Webb was upset at the victim because he bought her children flowers to give her for Mother's Day, and this, quote, made the defendant angry. Webb allegedly threw the flowers at the victim while he was in bed and struck him with the bouquet. This is like 12:30 in the morning, by the way.
Ow!
Webb is also accused of spitting on her husband's arm and chest.
Oh, they're so sweet.
After being read her rights, Webb reportedly admitted to police that she threw the flowers, but she denied the spitting part of it. Yeah. So I don't know why she was upset.
He was trying to give them something to give to her.
Exactly.
It's a nice gesture.
You would think so, but
you don't appreciate me.
Not in Florida.
I beat, just like Arani said, friend, with the bouquet of flowers that her date gave her for some, like, formal that we had in college while the date who gave her the flowers watched.
Why?
Why? Preston, we were in college, and it was 3 a.m. Why not?
And you meant it, or were you having fun?
No, we were having fun with it.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought you were really beating her with it.
No, we were hysterical laughing, but the poor guy brought her these nice flowers, and I used them to beat her.
These insane women. Insane women beating each other with flowers. All right. A South Carolina restaurant partially reopening for dine-in customers to keep their tables compliant with social distancing guidelines by filling the dining room with blow-up dolls.
I saw it. It was pretty cool.
The Open Hearth Restaurant closed its dining room on March 17th, was allowed to reopen this week with a reduced capacity.
Look, this one has an opening in its ass.
And a requirement that customers are seated 6 feet apart. The owners of the eatery, Paula Starr Meals, and her husband, Jimmy, said that they didn't want the restaurant to look empty when customers came in to eat. She said, instead of using scary yellow tape or roping off the empty tables, I thought we're going to make this restaurant look full. She ordered the G-rated kind of inflatable dolls from Amazon.
Yeah, the other kind would be a little too disturbing while you eat.
Dressed them up like customers and seated them at tables that would be off limits to diners. She said, my grandson told me that they look kind of creepy, but I think when people walk in, they're going to laugh. She said the restaurant's being careful to observe all the state's guidelines to remain open to customers. We're doing everything we can to make sure that we do this right. We just didn't want the virus to be what shuts us down. There was another place in Australia, Steve, similar to that, but they had next door was a hair salon, and they were getting rid of all these hair mannequins. Saw those. So they took all the heads and they put them around the tables.
Oh,
just to give it a little bit of an impression.
To give it a little, you know, little spin. So it was interesting. How about this one? A 34-year-old woman named, 34-year-old Brandon Bingham has been charged with aggravated assault after security camera caught him nearly striking and potentially seriously injuring an unnamed gas station employee earlier this month. The incident happened at a station near Panama City, Florida. Here's another one.
Yeah, it's always Florida.
The whole thing started after a disagreement between Bingham and the employee about whether the gas pumps were working properly. In reality, Bingham had a difficult time working the diesel pump himself. A video shows the employee shaking her finger at Bingham as he pulls away from the pumps, and a few seconds later, the full-size truck with a trailer attached can be seen driving towards a woman, stopping only a few inches before striking her. Fortunately, there was a pole that stopped the truck from going any further. The employee fell backwards to the ground, and Bingham's truck quickly reversed out of the lot. Police were able to identify marks on the trucks and a business sign on the vehicle, and Bingham was quickly located and arrested after
that. The driver of that truck was having difficulty pumping the diesel?
Yeah, so he decided to try and run her over.
Maybe I'll kill this woman.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Hazel Lawton of Scotland recently posted an apology to a local Facebook group after a four-year-old bull named Ron rubbed against utility poles and ended up knocking the transformer to the ground.
I'm very, very sorry about my bull.
The move knocked out electricity to more than 700 homes in the town. Lawton wrote, in part, had an itchy bum, so he scratched it on the electricity pole and knocked the transformer off.
How big is this thing?
They can get up to, like, you know, 2,000 pounds.
Yeah,
what transformer?
She also added that Ron is happy to be alive as the bull managed to avoid an 11,000-volt shock from the fallen transformer box. So, but the power was out for a few hours. We'll do another story out of Scotland, actually, with millions throughout the world working from home amid the shutdowns. One thought likely absent from people's mind is what perishables left behind might be rotting away in empty offices.
Oh, yeah.
Staying at home has afforded people the luxury of not having to worry if they left their garage door open or stove on. But one woman from Scotland did show some concern over a 9-week-old banana she had forgotten to take home when she left her office. Mari Louise Brennan of Glasgow, Scotland, had an anxiety-riddled realization on Tuesday. She left the fruit inside a desk drawer for safekeeping.
Banana, banana, banana!
Before the coronavirus pandemic brought work to a halt for her employer. She said, knowing that there's a banana, and this is how she's writing it, without the G's and stuff, knowing there's a banana in my desk drawer at work, which has been there since a week before lockdown, is making me feel anxious, she wrote on Twitter.
It's tearing me apart.
Users on Twitter had some fun with her fear that was now public, in addition to speculating what the fruit might look like in its decomposed state. Following her newfound social media fame over a banana and the need to give herself the online public some closure, Brennan decided to venture back to the office to see exactly what a 9-week-old banana would look like. She took a video of her opening the drawer and discovered the blackened and decomposed fruit, which thankfully had yet to see the insides ooze out of its protective peel.
What did you leave here? What was that? It was a food.
I left a banana, it was in, a my banana brief, in, your in my briefcase.
That's it.
And it wasn't until I saw this greasy black stuff at the bottom of, like, the bizarre files. It had leaked into the bizarre files, and it was a banana.
What is that?
What is this at the bottom of my bag?
Brennan wrote,
it's all over the bizarre files.
The unknown was killing me, so I drove to work to see what the damage was. I present a 9-week-old banana, and she wrote, safe to say, it's deed. D-E-E-D.
Deed is a doornail.
Eat.
You can't eat it. I don't even know if it'd make good bread.
She said, I came here from the viral tweet hoping for a resolution. Thanks for the following, though. Following through. At least a user wrote that. So she was able to track it down and get the anxiety over with. And there you go. That is what I have for you in today's Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.